Someone just messaged me and called me a dirty, you dirty dog bitch, and I don't know what to how to feel about that. Like, is this person joking, or
dirty
do I?
dog. Is it someone that like is there potential for like sexual fet? Like, is it a kinky thing or?
No, not at all. It's not like my
Or you just
girlfriend. It's
straight
like
up been called a dirty dog.
a dirty dog bitch. And so, is this my mate? Like, I mean, we're mates, but like, I don't know. I feel like I've wronged him
Yeah,
in some way.
it might those might be fighting words.
I think so, dude. Like, I think if you joking with someone, you say like, "Oh, you can't," or like, "Oh, you piece of shit," like, But you say, "You dirty dog bitch."
No, but the thing is, he texted you, so like nuance is lost. It's gone.
I know. I just don't know.
He
I
could
don't know
be
what he's
like
saying.
laughing, like, "Oh, you dirty dog, bitch!" Ha! But if you said it to your face, you'd laugh it off.
You dirty
But
dog bitch.
reading it looks crazy.
It's so bad.
It looks fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The
The
pedestal.
pedestal.
The pedestal.
Out of 100.
Jesus, dude. So I needed to get your opinion on this.
Yeah, okay. Talk to me.
The first one, dude, hanging up women's clothing. Jesus, fuck, man. Like, what are these contraptions that they wear?
Dude, they're tough,
How do you
eh?
hang them?
Dude, they're so light. They don't have enough gravity to hold themselves on the line, so they always fall off.
Yeah, and it's like they're not like built like a shirt. They're not. It's like this weird thing where the thing is longer than it should be in certain sections, like literally like tumbling and turning this thing out trying to fucking fit it.
It's
Yeah,
insane.
I was doing the washing earlier today and I was just like, yo, women's clothing. It's a hack.
It's a huge hack to hang
It's
up
a hack.
and
And they don't
take
wear
off.
boxers. So it's panties. Dude, if you try to put a panty on a line, yes,
That's
dude.
what I'm saying. It doesn't have the gravity to hold itself there. So if I put boxes
Yeah.
on, there's enough. You know, they're tough boxes. They can hold onto there. You know what I mean? Whereas
And
panties, they
pants,
don't, dude.
yeah.
Pants, not so much either.
Panties, women's pant, like, and that's the thing, women don't really wear pants. It's all like
Yeah,
dresses, skirts.
it's a
They,
difficult
they, it's
one.
just a hack to hang them. It hacks me. It irks you. Do you know what I
Yes.
mean? Like, it's like someone like nails on a chalkboard.
I 100%. It's, do you know what's actually my worst thing is when I you won't know this because you've never lived with a woman besides your girlfriend, but it's when you have to there's like, sort of say, my roommate's underwear is on the line, right? And I'm taking off everyone's underwear, right? I'm just taking off, like, you know what I mean? But then I see the
Oh, what a good
underwear there.
friend.
Oh yeah. But then I see the underwear and the bra stuff, and I'm like, I'm not picking that up.
That's private.
That's
You
like,
shouldn't be
even
touching that.
there's no, yeah, 100%. And also, it's like, in there's so many parts of that process where it can look bad that I'm like, it's not worth, unless I'm filming myself pick up the panties innocently and folding them and put it on the pack and then dropping it off on her bed. There's so many parts of the process that looks bad. So like, if I'm picking up the panties and someone walks into the room and they go, "Nick, what are you doing in my panties?" I'd now look.
There's no recovery from that.
There's no recovery from that. I'm like, I look like a pedophile. It's like,
Yes.
no, I was gonna bring it to you. It's like, oh, you're gonna bring it to me? You're a pervert, Nicholas. You have to move out. Like, that's,
That's
you
the
know what I mean?
irrational fear.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I've
I can't.
experienced a very similar fear because I once
Have
upon a
you?
time lived with my missus, her sister, and her mother.
Oh my God. Okay. It's a lot
So
of
you can
people.
imagine that line. So it
Yeah.
eventually just got to the point where I would do my laundry in secret. So I would
So you
not be
never had
involved
to.
with touching anyone's panties or bras.
You just do
So I
your own
understand that
thing.
exact fear. I'm just, no one worry about my stuff. I'll do my stuff.
Yes. That's
Because they
the
would do
way to
my
be.
stuff and then be like, well, look, if we do your stuff, you should do our stuff. And I'm like, that's fair, but I don't like that that's fair.
Yes.
So I will go rogue
And you
and
can do your own thing.
I'll start laundry at 1 a.m., hang it, go to bed.
Wake up at 5 a.m. before
Wake
everyone's
up.
awake. Forget your stuff. It's like, Kanye,
Grab it.
you never watch your stuff, but you always smell so clean. It's like,
Not
I just buy new clothes every week. That's how I do things.
the Oh, mate. And then, so that was my first pet peeve
Yeah.
of the week. Just women's clothing. It's just like,
Yeah.
doesn't on a line. It upsets me. The second thing is, so in South Africa, we have helpers, right? They
Yeah.
help us with, the cleaning of the house, the laundry, things of this that we're very lucky to afford. But most recently, I had to get a cleaner. We've had it before, like when life just gets too busy and we need some help around the house. And most recently, we had a rent inspection and we just hadn't got a chance to like clean the house. And like where we live, it's like, you know, if they want you to like clean the oven when they do the rent inspection.
Clean the oven?
Not again. They want the oven perfectly clean.
Dude. I've never cleaned the oven. Never in my life have I ever cleaned an oven. Never, ever, ever.
Dude, I started cleaning the oven like when I moved in here. And they were like, you need to clean the oven every time. And I was like, I've never cleaned an oven.
But ovens clean themselves. That's the best thing about ovens. They do. They really do because they're hot all the time. So they're hot. So they just kill all the bacteria inside the oven. Then it's done. Then the bacteria. You know what I mean? There's nothing to clean inside the oven because it's all, it's cleaned itself. Anyway, sorry, I'm interrupting. Carry on.
It's funny because I once thought like you. That's why I'm dying inside. I was like, wait, you clean an oven? No one cleans an oven.
No one does that.
And I found out, no, it's a whole business. Wow. It's a whole industry of people that clean ovens for a living.
Okay. What? Really?
Yeah, there's a whole industry.
Oven cleaners.
Yeah, like, you know, there's electrician.
Yeah.
There's plumbers and there's oven cleaners.
No. Dude, I feel like Vice needs to do like a documentary on these people.
They just come in and they clean the entire oven. Make it look brand new.
That's amazing.
I had no idea. Anyway.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
How do you get picked to be an oven cleaner? I feel like this is becoming like part of a spy agency. Like you get seen like early on and they go, this person's got
<They're> like No, I think it's one of those where you get a van. You're like, yo, I clean ovens. Look at my reviews. And then you're off. Done. I don't think there's an oven cleaning school or anything of that nature.
Well, I mean, that's so unimaginative view of you. Can't you say to it? I love the idea of there being an oven school. Imagine that oven cleaning school. That'd be incredible. It's like, you know, in Community when there's the aircon school and the plumbing school and they're both desperate for Troy. I love the idea of someone going to like, it's like mopping school and there's oven cleaning school. And like the guy's just like, he's just so into mopping. And then, but the oven cleaning, they come for him because he's got, they buy him out. They buy him out for tens of dollars from the.
Oh, wait, but look.
Yeah.
I will tell you, oven cleaners do God's work because it's actual magic.
I can imagine. No. I mean,
it's actual, literal magic. Yeah. Like they do God's work.
Okay.
It's good. It's good work.
Yeah,
I'm glad they exist because I was definitely never going to clean my oven. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
My helper came in today, and obviously we have to wear masks. We just came out of COVID. I think it was Saturday.
Yeah.
So we're both wearing masks, and I'm like, she comes in and she's like, "What do you think of this?" Most of the time she doesn't talk. Most of the time I just open the door, I go, "See you later."
Yeah.
And then drive off.
Is she Australian?
To work. No, she is. I think she's either Russian or like Czech or like Eastern Europe.
Okay. So
she's kind of like a middle-aged lady, maybe 40 to between 40 and 55. Really, like, it's weird because like she has like oldish skin, but her hair is like blonde and fabulous.
Really? Amazing.
Like her hair stays on fleek.
So like in Czech Republic, they could have forgotten their hair.
Yeah.
They were?
Yeah. But okay. Is that a thing?
What?
Czech Republic? They just care about the hair.
100%. That's all they care about.
Like, okay, so she might be Czech Republic.
They leave their babies on the streets. They don't. They never clean their oven. They've never cleaned their oven in their entire lives. But what they do is they look after their hair. They've got beautiful blonde, luxurious hair. That's a real stereotype of Czech Republic. No, I'm joking. I've got no idea. No, I'm kidding.
So she really tanned, oldish lady. Yeah. Not old, but like middle aged. Just hair like really on fleek.
Okay.
Anyway, so now she comes in the house. And I'm like, okay, cool, ref. I'll see you later. She's like, oh, what do you think of this? Like pointing at the mask. And I'm like, yeah, it's so silly. Like we've only had one case. And then she goes, yeah, it's crazy. Like people need to stay awake, need to wake up. And I'm like, huh? Wake up?
Whoa, what do you mean by that?
Please do say more.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, yeah, you know, COVID's not, you know, you don't think it's actually real, do you? And I was like, yes. Oh, no. I don't believe in it at all. I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God, yes.
I'm an actual
conspiracy theorist in my house. I was like, yes. I was like, yes. Yeah. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening. But obviously, I need to stay. You know, I'm currently like, you know, the duck paddling underwater. I need to like.
Yes. No,
I'm like, flickering and I'm just like.
Like, no, COVID. What? That's not a thing. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, COVID's not real. Like. Like, yeah, what have you heard? It's like, well, you know, people, you need to do your own research. People don't do their own research and they need to wake up. And I'm like, oh, what do you mean? She's like, you know, in India, for instance, with all the COVID cases. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, well, you know, that apparently that's all just gas leaks. And I was just like,
wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, you're in that deep. And then she's like, yeah. We're in a Facebook group. You should join our Facebook group. It's called the Million Man March Against Mandatory COVID Vaccines. She's like, I'm not getting that vaccine. She full on does not believe in the vaccine. She's like, we're going to get blood clots. People need to wake up. You need to do your own research.
I love that. You must wake up.
And I was just like, I am now going to find this group, join it, find your profile. And I literally spent a whole evening just on her page.
Really?
Bro, if you went on her Facebook page, you by the end of it, I was like, wait, COVID actually isn't real.
Are you
like, I had to remind myself. Like, I had to go back to like Twitter and stuff and like read like real stories.
Really?
Like, wow, this shit's powerful.
Is it like a very convincing argument that they make, or what was the situation?
And it's like, you know, it's always this doctor and like documents by like leaked to the Pfizer doctor.
Yeah.
And she told me that she was with a doctor who told her, like, look, we don't even know what this vaccine is really gonna do. Like, we just know we had to get something out the door.
Woof.
And like, when the someone says that to you, scary. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I know, but like.
maybe there's something to worry about here. Maybe it's not as, sure.
Yeah, but if Sean heard us say this, he'd literally be like, you both need to shut the fuck up.
Yes, doctor.
This
doctor
is the medical reasons.
Would be, no,
this
of
is
course.
Why, you know what I mean?
No, of course.
Like,
of
it's
course.
Just, you can be, yeah. And what I'm saying is that it can get you. I can see why they got it so deep.
I mean, I understand. Said, yeah.
And then she said the most glorious thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
She said that the reason why we're taking multiple vaccines is because I'm trying to say this with a straight face.
I'm so excited.
She's being so serious. The reason why we're taking multiple vaccines is because we're going to take more and more, and what they're going to do is connect us to 5G.
No.
So they can control us.
No, she didn't say that. No, she's like a 5G-er. What? I don't know what you call it. I do call it a 5G-er. Yeah. I don't know. I'm calling it a 5G-er.
Mate.
It's just a 5G-er.
I was like, COVID vaccine is going to connect us to 5G so we can be mind controlled? I was like, oh, you're in deep.
Wow. That's amazing. So they want to control our minds with 5G. Is that the idea?
Yes. So the conspiracy is that the vaccines are going to, through the, you know, through the Wi-Fi, are going to connect us to 5G, like the vaccine.
Through the power of the internet.
They're implanting nanotechnology into our bodies, which is then going to connect us to 5G.
Wow.
And then 5G, you know, it's going to give us cancer, give us mind control, we'll lose free will, all that kind of stuff. All the kind of stuff actually an Eastern European might believe.
Okay, so I've
how fucked they've been over the last 100 years.
Dude, if anyone's been fucked over, it's the Eastern Europeans. But
I
had a very similar situation when I was in Bulgaria, because when I was waiting in line to pick up my negative test to leave the country, there was a woman in the line who was, we started talking and she was, look, we're in a COVID, in a line for, we people get tested for COVID, right? So there's more than likely people with COVID in that line. And she's got no mask on. She's just kind of sitting there, she's just chatting and whatever. And I say, like, listen, like, let's take a step back, you know, like have a bit of space between us. She goes, but if you can't fit a kangaroo between you, then you're too close. Something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, it's too late for that now. And I'm like, well, I don't care if it's too late. Let's keep a bit of space, right? So then I start talking to her, and she's actually super interesting. She's going to Egypt because she's a fan of ancient history. That's besides whatever the point. So then I start chatting to her and I say, so about the vaccine, apparently the vaccine rollout is going quite badly in Bulgaria because there's a huge rejection rate of people wanting to take the vaccine. And she goes, yes, because why on earth would you take that bloody vaccine? And I go, oh. So I had that same feeling, that feeling that you spoke about right now. I was like, we've got a live one.
Yes.
Like, yes. Okay. So then, I mean, that's exactly it. Like the duck paddling underwater. I had to try and like, you know what I mean? So I said, it's like, I hear what you mean. But what if you get sick? Aren't you scared of getting sick? Like, wouldn't you want the vaccine then? It goes, listen, I'm a really healthy person and I know people who've got it and they were 100% fine. And I go, now I want you to picture this person in your head. She's like a 65-year-old obese woman. You know what I mean? She's literally the person that COVID kills. You know what I mean? If they wanted to make an advert for the person that COVID takes out,
it's killing.
This is the person that needs to watch out, right? And I go, I said, but you're healthy, okay. And then maybe that you'd see the irony of her argument. She goes, yes, and I'm very, very healthy. I go, you're healthy. Okay, fantastic. Anyway, so I mean it's quite interesting the way that people do that. But her theory on this was that they're not putting 5G in us. They're giving us other viruses with the vaccines. So when they put the vaccine in us, they create a new strain of COVID that then spreads to other people after like a certain amount of time.
Oh,
so we keep on spreading new strains of COVID. And they keep
making money making vaccines.
Yeah, I was like, that's a low-key really good argument. Like,
it would be a great hustle.
Yeah.
It would be a great idea by the world order if they were like, look, we just keep giving them little versions that won't kill them.
Yeah.
Because this one almost killed them. And then we just keep making money. It's like the flu shot. I haven't gotten a flu shot ever.
Neither have I, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
But guys get it every year.
Really?
Every year, like people, you book it in the office. Like, okay, I'm heading for the flu shot.
And they got sick once.
I don't know what they've done, but I'm just like, I just can't be getting this thing every year.
Every year they put more stuff in you? No, dude, that's not.
Yeah. They say every year you got to get the flu shot. No, because it's a new strain every year. Similar to what's going to happen with COVID now. Like every year you're going to have to get you're going to get a COVID digital pass and every year you have to be like, yo, I got my new COVID.
Yeah. Fucked. I've heard that, but I'm also like, I'm not getting the flu shot. I mean, at this stage, I'm like, do I even get the vaccine? I don't know. I had COVID. I palmed that shit, dude.
Yeah, true.
Dude, 100%. It was Brian Abana in the clutch. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was fine. I don't know if I need, I'm not sure if I need the vaccine. I don't know.
You definitely don't. Okay, let's conclude this recording and then, wait, hold on. What's this? Hello? Hey, mate, can I help you? What's going on?
Can I pause? It can only be like 10.
Sean, you're live on the pod, by the way.
You live? Oh, you can't hear me.
Am I live on the pod?
Yeah, you're live on the pod.
Oh, wow. Okay, shit. Say something to me. Ask me something so something you don't have to edit out.
I have no idea what I'm going to... Why are you calling me during pod hours?
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about something that would actually rile you up.
Get some medical advice. Tell him why. Tell him why we should ask him why we should get the vaccine because he can't hear what I'm saying.
No, actually, sorry. You can't hear Nick because he's in my ear, but we'll ask you the question. Why should we get the vaccine?
And why isn't it dangerous?
Go. Why isn't it dangerous?
Am I on speaker now?
You're live on the podcast.
I can't hear what I'm saying. Fuck.
Okay, cool. So, simply put, that's a very simple question. Why should we get the vaccine? We're not addressing all of the other nuanced and complicated questions around that.
Classic.
Why we should all get the vaccine is because this is currently spreading and mutating at a rate faster than epidemiologists can keep up with. Okay, we still don't have information on how COVID spreads. What vaccination will do is ensure that there is some level of immunity to severe form of illness, right?
Yeah.
So if everyone gets vaccinated, the amount of people that end up in ICU and stay there for a very long time and end up dying from the disease dramatically decreases. That doesn't necessarily say we're going to eradicate COVID, but dramatically decreases. Okay. And one thing to note, also important amidst all the side effects, you know, sort of things that are going on, there's some very weak evidence, but still very present evidence. I was part of a webinar yesterday. Some evidence suggests that there is some sort of clotting related issue in the AstraZeneca.
Oh, we know that though.
Vaccine.
Yeah.
However, it is so particularly rare, like that the odds, basically numbers wise, you are better off still taking the vaccine than not, because you are, if you're more likely to get bad COVID, you're screwed. If you get clotting disorder from AstraZeneca, you're unlucky. So everyone should take any form of vaccine they have access to as soon as possible, and it should be a thing that we just that we promote.
So it's not like I want to wait for that Pfizer. Do you remember what you said to me?
No. So remember, you and I spoke about this before. So this whole thing about, you know, which vaccine is more effective. One very particular, you know, sort of bias in those stats, like the 97 and 98% and the 66 and 67% between the J&J, AstraZeneca and the Pfizer and Moderna, is that Pfizer and Moderna did their trials in America's first trough, after the first peak. Right? So when they did the trial, the incidence of COVID-19 in America was on the floor. Okay? So by default, the number of people that can get the vaccine is just far less. J&J and AstraZeneca happened to start in the trough, but also extend into the beginning of the second peak, as far as I'm informed. And that, by default, then skews the numbers. So if you look at vaccine efficacy, they look at literally numbers of people, you know, that you need to, like, essentially treat. And that measure isn't necessarily what we're trying to gain with the COVID-19 vaccine. What we're trying to gain is that you, like, you know, preventing people from getting severe form of illness. You can still get COVID, but we just don't want you to bug out and eat it. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Branding is a mind on this one. I will say keep an asterisk on AstraZeneca. As I find out more, I'll keep you posted.
That was Dr. Sean DeFonseca. That's our medical expert who's just giving us some quick advice and giving us some information on COVID and vaccines. Because as you saw, not just us, but even the people that we spoke about on the episode have no idea what the fuck is going on with COVID. So it's always good to have a medical doctor you trust, that we trust a lot. And yeah, Sean, thank you so much for calling me during the pod and also giving us some pretty decent information. I think we're going to wrap it up there. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the feedback. Thank you for commenting on Instagram, wherever you see us. Please keep doing it, because we love doing this for you. And we will see you on the next one. Cheers.
The pedestal.
The pedestal.
The pedestal.
Under 100.